Welcome to the Bill Elliott Driver Development Podcast. This week, I'm Doug Fireball Turnbull, sitting down with Casey Roderick, driver of the number 19 Ford. And Casey, an eventful week and last weekend for you. We saw you dominate the last Georgia Asphalt Series race at Lanier National Speedway, leading all 100 laps in your number 19 Ford. And then, obviously, after the race, getting the disqualification and having to settle from first place down to the eventual 20th place finish. But before we get into any super details or anything, tell us, I guess, how the night was. The good news first, you know, how the car was, how the night was, and even though you ended up not with the best finish, how a good run helps your team and your team's psyche.
Well, we definitely gained on it this past week. Working with that new car, the way it responds to changes and all that, I think we can get the car better every week. Just by, working here at the shop with it and everything. And, Jim Barfield's doing a good job crew chasing me at the racetrack and here at the shop. And we got some things working. And hopefully we can go down to the next race and hopefully win that race again.
Now, you came into that Lanier race leading the points, if I read correctly, for the first time in your career. And you led every single lap and won the race, and so surely you would be leading the standings after that. But of course, the disqualification hurt you in the points, but not as badly as I guess we thought. You go from a first to a 20th place finish. So just talk a little bit about where you stand in the points right now as you look up at your teammate Chase Elliott leading, and I guess just how you're going to have to race these last couple of races to try to claim that title in both the Super 6 and the overall Gas Series.
Right. Well, man, Jim. Still real confident. We can still rebound from what happened last weekend. That set us back there about 40 points behind Chase, and we still got a shot at it. We'll just have to see how these next few races go, and but we're still real confident in the car and myself, and. I feel like we can rebound from this and, still have a good year.
And obviously, when any kind of hit happens, whether your car hits the wall or whether something like this happens where you get a victory taken away, what does that do to the team at the shop, and what does that do for you as a driver for your preparations ahead? I mean, obviously, it's kind of feel like a punch in the gut because you were so close to glory and only to kind of feel it slip from your fingers. Tell us a little bit, I guess, about what's inside the minds of you and your team that's building that car.
We're still looking at it real positive, and we can still come back and have a good year for the Bill Elliott team. But I wish all luck to Chase, and hopefully we can battle it out and have some good races together.
Now Chase this weekend is racing his second ever super late model race at the Nashville Fairgrounds. He is doing it in a super late model car, so that's not going to give you the best notes, but is there anything that he as a driver is going to be able to bring back to the whole Bill Elliott Racing team and use as notes for both you and Trey to compare with him and all run well at the Nashville race in the season finale for the Gas Series?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They'll go up there to Nashville and they'll learn a lot of things. Of course, it's, a super race, so a little bit different racing there because you got a lot more horsepower, and you got to keep them cars to where they'll come off the corner good and low and straight, and keep the forward bite in the car. So that can transfer over to pro late model cars when we go there for the Gas Series at the end of the year. And I'm looking forward to that race, and hopefully we can learn a lot and move on.
Now, are you planning on doing anything racing-wise this weekend? I know ASA is, they're supposed to be running. I can't remember if they are or not, but are you planning on doing anything racing-wise, or do you get to put your feet up?
Not late model racing this weekend. I think I'm going to Lanier for a legend race. I'm not sure if I'm running legend nationals yet or not, but we're going to go. I got a guy that's wanting me to drive his car and see what we can learn for nationals, but That's about all I'm doing this weekend.
Well, sounds like a bit of a break. And, folks, thanks so much for taking a break and listening in here with Casey Roderick on the Bill Elliott Driver Development Podcast. I'm Doug Fireball Turnbull, and thanks, Casey, for your time.
No problem.